So in the Northern Kingdom, we're doing a spot check. Okay, we've done 39,000 feet. We've come down to 15,000 feet. Now we've got, put your seatbelt, the seatbelt light is on. Now we are going to land and we're going to visit Ahab and Elijah. I've chosen those two. Elijah is a non-written prophet. He is an oral prophet. Same as Jehu. We won't be studying Jehu. Elijah did say, I'm the only one around, didn't he? Remember that? I'm the only one around. But there was another prophet there. Yeah. God said, I've got 7,000 that have not bowed the knee to Baal or to Baal. So the spot check, we go here, and then we'll just go here looking at these prophets and what's happening here now. So what modes of transport will we use? We've landed at Tel Aviv Airport. Shan, you've just been Tel Aviv Airport, haven't you? Yeah. Just come back from Israel. Chariot? Sure, okay. Okay, St. George Cap. No, we can't do St. George Cap. Okay, we'll go to I'll take you to Mount Carmel. All right. Because we have two crises. See our next point? Two crises. And that's our spot check, Ahab and Elijah. And it's what I've called a theocratic showdown. Theocratic showdown. This is so vital in these times in the Northern Kingdom. Here is a challenge to the very existence of the name and of the kingdom of God. This is not just a little skirmish. This is a big showdown between Elijah and Ahab. Now, Ahab didn't do too well on the charter about the person he should marry. He married Jezebel. And his heart got turned quite away from God. You see, in the original charter, if he'd have followed that original charter, Deuteronomy 17, he would have kept away from that type of woman. And sex got him into trouble, and then after that, idolatry. So Baal rose up, one of the great Canaanite gods. His image was in Samaria, in the temple in Samaria. But they believed that Baal lived on Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel. Just as the Greeks believed that Zeus lived on Mount Olympus, yes. So where did he choose the contest? Right on Mount Carmel. And incidentally, Baal is the storm god in the Canaanite religion, the storm god, all right? And he was the god of water. Are you with me? What happened to the altar? Where the light? Pour water all over the altar. So here they are, they're sinning against God. Let's have a look at 1 Kings 16. Was that a message from heaven, brother? I thought it might have been a message. We're on the wrong track and whatever. Get rid of him. I understand. Yeah. 1 Kings 16, 30 to 33. Here's the trouble. 1 Kings 16, 30 to 33. Now Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him. It came to pass as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam. Oh, wow, look at this. Talk about the sins of the father. Here he is. Down, it's passed down the family line, godless family. The son of Nebat, he took his wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal. Ah, look at that. Jezebel's mum's name is Ethbaal. I never noticed that before. King of the Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshipped him. Then he set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal, which he built in Samaria. Now chapter 18, 36 to 34, this is the contest. It came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, listen to this, brothers and sisters. I wonder why he mentions all these names. 1,300 years later, I wonder why he's mentioning these names. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac and Israel. Because of the covenants. Because of the covenants. Let it be known this day that you are God in Israel. I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. They said, Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and executed them there. There was a purge, you see, a purge, because of the direct challenge to the Lord God of Israel. Now that's just a little example of a king and a prophet in interaction. And it is an important point, because it is a theocratic showdown. It's one or the other. And the Lord is king and will be king. Well, they did not heed the word of the Lord or the ways of the Lord, and it grew worse and worse. And now we'll go down to the end time of the northern kingdom. And we'll have a look at what is happening here. And there's nothing less than the impending captivity for the northern kingdom, or the judgment of God. Now this is where we will now go. Let's turn the page and have a look at this impending captivity, the Assyrian captivity. I was going to tell you how bad and how serious the Assyrians were publicly, but I'm not going to do it. They are barbaric, they are brutal. If you want to read some of the things that they did, you read Amos chapter 1. This fellow here, Amos chapter 1. One of the things that they did, and I'll only mention this one. No, I mentioned two. One of the things they did was they ripped open the stomachs of pregnant women. The other thing that they did was to skin people alive. So Assyria is on the border. And, O Israel, why will you die? Says the Lord. And they will come and decimate the northern kingdom so that it will never, ever recover in the history of mankind. Of course, the descendants are still in existence, and God will regather them in the end time. And many of them, of course, joined the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But here we have this terrible thing. So in 2 Kings 17, verse 1, we read, and this is a pivotal and key chapter regarding the northern kingdom, regarding it coming to an end. Of Shalmaneser the fifth, is the one who came down, and Sargon the second continued what Shalmaneser began. The Assyrians coming down from the north and taking captive the northern kingdom and destroying Samaria.